Listeners like you make living on Earth possible each week. Please contribute today by clicking on the donate link to the left of the page. And thanks.
From lions and tigers and bears to, oh my, birds. Bird songs are complex. Calls and melodies vary by species and purpose, and producing them is complex as well. Here's Michael Stein of BirdNote.
You just heard the grunt of a cormorant, the whistle of a cardinal, and the song of a song sparrow. Nearly all birds produce sound through an organ unique to birds, the syrinx. The syrinx is a set of muscles and membranes located where the two branches of the bronchial tubes converge to become the trachea. An adjacent air sac helps build pressure in the syrinx. In many songbirds, this whole song-producing apparatus is not much bigger than a raindrop. The syrinx is extremely efficient at creating sound, using nearly all of the air that passes through it. By contrast, we humans create sound using only 2% of the air we exhale through our larynx. Let's listen again to the limited vocal range of the cormorant, whose syrinx is controlled by only one set of muscles. The cardinal, a familiar bird of central and eastern states, creates its pure whistle by producing sound in its left and right bronchial tubes simultaneously. The song sparrow, like many other songbirds, has 5 to 7 pairs of muscles that govern the syrinx. It puts forth a cascade of trills and notes as if singing a duet with itself.
That's Michael Stein with BirdNote. And you can wing your way over to our website for photos of song sparrows. It's loe.org.